मैथ्यू नैराकॉट हाल ही में भारत के दौरे पर से लौटे हैं। 21 वर्षीय मैथ्यू कैनबेरा में पले बड़े हैं और यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ सिडनी से अपना ग्रेजुएशन कर रहे हैं। पढ़ाई के साथ साथ वो रग्बी के भी खिलाड़ी है। 2015 में उनके सामने एक अवसर आया कि वो जनवरी में भारत जा सकते हैं। जेनरेट वर्ल्ड वाइड करके एक युवा संस्था ऑस्ट्रेलियाई युवाओं को भारत स्टडी टूर पर ले जाती है। हर साल ये संस्था 10 से 12 युवाओं को लेकर नई दिल्ली और नजदीकी शहरों की मुलाकात पर जाती है। इस यात्रा पर ये युवक भारत की और भारत देश में काम करने वाले अलग अलग संस्थाओं से मिलती है। मैथ्यू को ये प्रस्ताव बहुत अच्छा लगा और उन्होंने अपना नाम दर्ज करा लिया। लेकिन वो जब भारत पहुंचे तब उनको पता चला कि भारत एक बहुत ही अलग देश है। जब उन्होंने अपना नाम दर्ज कराया था तब उनको पता नहीं था कि भारत का उनका पहला दौरा उन पर इतना गहरा प्रभाव छोड़ जाएगा।
An incredible experience. As soon as we touched down, it was just this amazing, vibrant culture, I guess. Just the sights, the sounds, the smells, the horns. Just amazing. It's an amazing culture. At first, I didn't actually realize how much it would change me. And I think that's part of the reason I was having cold feet. I was thinking about what other things I could be doing in Australia, like could I be working, could I be making more money, trivial things now thinking back. And yeah, it's getting on that plane, I think, was one of the best decisions of my life, and going to India for the first time, experiencing it firsthand, it's nothing like you can gain from reading a book or reading an article somebody's written about a Westerner who's been there.
आज वो सिडनी वापस लौट आए हैं, पर उन्होंने हमें बताया कि भारत जाकर उन्होंने जो महसूस किया वो एक्सपीरियंसेस से वो अपने आप को बदला हुआ पाते हैं।
The sense of focus I had as soon as I touched down, after I sort of got over the whole traveling and the jet lag, just this incredible focus and drive to come back to Australia and actually make a difference in what I do. That was something that I will take through hopefully for the rest of my life, but I think I've got to stop by India each time to sort of get another little pick me up.
इस स्टडी टूर पर मैथ्यू के साथ 12 और ऑस्ट्रेलियाई छात्र थे। ये समूह ने दिल्ली के साथ आगरा और जयपुर का भी दौरा किया। आगरा देखकर, खास करके ताजमहल देखकर, मैथ्यू और उनका ग्रुप दंग रह गया। लेकिन भारत की छवि की बात करते हुए कहते हैं कि कैसे ताजमहल जितना खूबसूरत है, आगरा की सच्चाई ने भी उनको ये महसूस कराया कि भारत में दो बिल्कुल विपरीत पहलू आपको एक ही तस्वीर में देखने को मिलते हैं।
Agra was amazing. We saw the Taj and we went to Agra Fort. But yeah, Agra as a city itself is quite an interesting place. It sounds like a lot of different things have gone on and a bit of intervention from the government that has made it sort of rely on that tourism, and the industry in the city has sort of fallen apart a bit, and it is visible as an outsider going in there. You see these issues, and yeah, it's interesting. That's just a comment on Agra. But yeah, Jaipur, as soon as we drove in, we saw on our right was the beautiful lake with the water palace, and it was just this incredible, the pink city, I guess they call it. But yeah, just all these beautiful orange buildings and really rich culture in Jaipur. And then we went up to the, that's what we did. We went and saw a Bollywood film, Bajirao Mastani. And it was one of the most amazing experiences.
ये वैसे तो एक स्टडी टूर था, इसीलिए उनको भारत के कुछ स्कॉलर्स के साथ साथ वहाँ की नामी संस्थाओं की भी मुलाकात की। इस टूर पर उनको एक प्रोजेक्ट भी दिया गया जो बड़ा दिलचस्प था। मैथ्यू इसके बारे में बताते हुए कहते हैं,
One of the main parts of this was getting into groups and coming up with a group impact project, which is very challenging, but in the impact project, we pretty much got into groups and had to come up with a social innovative enterprise to be able to solve a problem that we had seen in India. And what we found from this was that it was incredibly hard due to us as Westerners just having no idea about what cultural implications different strategies would have in addressing a problem. And that's where it was really helpful to have a local, I'll call him a guide, but he was more of a mentor over there, to be able to explain and pick holes in our strategies for us to really come up with something that was tangible in solving a problem. But yeah, it was incredibly hard. It was actually with John, our tour guide from Bangalore. Just group discussions with him every night just about those cultural differences that we were talking about. And one thing as a group I think we particularly took out of it is that India is not a country that needs saving. There's so much right with it. And that there are a few problems and they're visible, but like the Indian people know what they are. And I think solutions to them have to come from within. And that's something we took as a group from it, that we can't just keep having people coming in from abroad and thinking they have all the solutions, but looking at those problems and the solutions with a Western lens, it just doesn't work because of the cultural intricacies of a country like India with all the different, like the religion, caste, class. It's just so intricate. You can't even begin to think about it from that Western point of view.
Matthew ko Bharat itna chhu gaya ki ab wo Bharat har saal jana chahte hai. Wo batate hai ki kaise Bharat mein logo se baate karke, unke drashtikon sunne ke baad, उनको एहसास हुआ है कि पश्चिमी दृष्टिकोण हर किसी पर लागू नहीं हो सकता